great politics that I think the American people are sick and tired about hearing about your damn meeting.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Taco Man Radio is on the air. Live from the West Coast, San Francisco, California, Sports Byline Studios in the city by the bay. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. Welcome to Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. And for the next couple of hours, I continue to, we're going to mix a little sports with a little bit of smack now. We're going to have some fun. Got to have some fun here, folks. We're doing an ABC
type of show, you know, this golly gee whiz type of stuff. That'd be dope. Let's have some fun. Let's push the buttons a little bit. Let's push the envelope a little bit. And,
of course, I'll be joined by my all-star. Of course, we'll talk about Dominic Cadwalader-Jimenez. Zach Attack Young couldn't get the dial-up going tonight, so he'll not be with us tonight. But straight up, we have open phone lines. We're talking about more than just Game 7 of the NBA Finals. Of course, I'm talking about the battle between LeBron James and Steph Curry's wife. Yeah, right. Anyway, bottom line is lots of stuff talking about in the world of sports, U.S. Open, some soccer as well, the NFL, Major League Baseball, Nate Robinson, the 11-year NBA vet trying to play quarterback for the Seattle Seahawks. All kinds of crazy stuff in the world of sports this week. Yes, you got myself as well, Johnny Taco. Open phone lines coast to coast, all across America. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, our Twitter address is at Taco Man Radio. This is Taco Man Radio live from the West Coast, San Francisco, California, in the Sports Byline Studios.
Everywhere, man. 20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Hey, what's up? We love Burger King grilled dogs. They're made with 100% beef, and they're 100%
beef.
They're so good, they make us want to sing like...
I can't believe it. Burger King made a grill and all. Made with 100% beef. Flame grilled anytime you want. You can try it in classic or chili cheese.
Flame grilled and made with 100% beef. Starting at just $1.99. Get a grilled dog now at participating Burger King restaurants. Flame grilling hot dogs since 2016. Price and participation vary.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Tell him to kiss my butt.
Twelve minutes past the hour. Contract says we have to play his intro music. There it is, folks. I'm talking about the great Dominic Cadwalader Jimenez. Dom, give me them scores, baby.
I have arrived, and before I give you the scores, I'm going to be sending my guy Sheldon down to help poor Zachary with his internet and IT problems. You should have let me know beforehand. I could have gotten him a charter flight much quicker. But
why don't why don't you get him a car? You sent him the 1984 Fiero, that Pontiac Fiero. He has to broadcast out of the backseat of a Pontiac Fiero. You can't get him a better car than that?
Fine. We'll get him an 86, okay? That better?
Okay. Take it away, sir.
Okay, the Mets lose to the Braves 4-3. The Royals tame the Tigers with a 16-5 drubbing. The Cubs hang on with a 4-3 victory over the Pirates. The Giants keep it rolling. They've won 7 in a row. They beat the Rays 6-4. The Cardinals beat the Rangers lose to the Rangers 4-3. And big time Timmy Jim, Tim Lincecum, is back in the majors. He beats the A's 7-1. The Angels victorious in Oakland today.
How many innings did he pitch?
I believe he pitched 6 innings.
Right on. You know what, man? You know, we've knocked him around over the years, but he brought us 3 World Series titles here in San Francisco. I don't care what you say. He was the momentum. Of course, he carried him with 2 Cy Young Awards. How many no-hitters? 2 or 3?
2 no-hitters, both against the San Diego Padres.
Amazing, amazing. Of course, we go from the scores to the headlines, folks. Talk about wide receiver Corey Robinson. Of course, he's son of NBA Hall of Famer David Robinson. Is bowing out of the Notre Dame football program, of course. Why? Concussions. He wants out. Straight up, Johnny Manziel's not living with Von Miller. Von Miller, of course, the Denver linebacker, says he's not living with Johnny Manziel, and he thinks that Johnny Manziel is at peace. Good luck for Johnny Manziel. Hey, how about those Dolphins? Of course, the Miami Dolphins, the team of the 1970s, that perfect 1972 season, of course, Don Shula, Bob Greasy, I can go on and on. But the bottom line is, since then, they've been sort of like pathetic or pedestrian. Think about this. They had Dan Marino for 17 years, right? They only had 1,000-yard rusher in all the time that Marino was playing quarterback down there. And you wonder why he never made it to a Super Bowl? And, hey, how come they didn't go out and sign Mike Shula when they could have went after the Carolina quarterback coach? Of course, the guy that is trying to teach Cam Newton how to play quarterback. But the bottom line is he needs to teach Cam Newton some balls. I mean, he didn't jump on that ball in the Super Bowl when the title was on the line. So bottom line is Cam needs some lessons over. I guess that's where Mike Shula is going to stay there in Carolina. Straight up, we're talking sports here. Hey, as I said, Notre Dame's quarterback, wide receiver out. Ishiro Suzuki, now the Major League Baseball hitter. Of course, all-time hits king, Pete Rose, 4,256. Of course, banned by baseball for betting on the game. And of course, Dominic says, he should ban him for that because he did bet on the game. But the bottom line is Ishiro Suzuki, of course, having spent some time with the Nippon League of Japan, 1,278 hits there. Now he's the Major League Baseball hitter. But does it count? Should Japan hits count? We'll talk about that. Brian Robinson, 41. Yeah, former NFL player, Chicago Bears, defensive line back in the day, 1998 to 2003. Found dead this week in Milwaukee in a motel room. It's either a case of a drug overdose or a suicide, one or the other. That's what my cop friends tell me. And Lawrence Phillips, remember him? The embattled running back, of course, back in the day, January 13th, he hung himself in a Fresno prison. He was number one by the St. Louis Rams back in 1996, of course, went to jail for drugs, hung himself, and put a sign around his neck, do not resuscitate. Also in the headlines this week, dozens of Oakland policemen were caught having sex with an underage hooker. How did that get in there? Oh, bottom line. Anyway, of course, Major League Baseball star, Major League Cuban star. I'm talking about Yolensky Gurriel, of course, third baseman now, the National Series playing over there in Japan, over in Cuba, excuse me. Started at the age of 17, now 32 years old. He hit .500 last year in just 49 games. 20 doubles, 15 home runs. He's the best player not in Major League Baseball right now. Straight up, very good-looking player. And why doesn't Jose Uribe, the third baseman, wear a cup? Says he can't find one big enough. I think that's a little bit braggadocio, don't you? Of course, Donald Trump said the same thing about those little hands he has. Mark Sanchez and Trevor Siemian, of course, they're battling it out for the starting quarterback job at the Denver Broncos. But guess what? Paxton Lynch, He's just sort of like chilling, just sitting around, just chilling. Because, you know, Coach Gary Kubiak says, not so fast. They're not going to rush this guy in there. They're going to let these two third stringers duke it out. And I guess if they both go down, I guess Paxton Lynch will get a shot in 2016. But I wouldn't be surprised to see him sit out the entire season. Straight up, got some other stuff to talk about. Le'Veon Bell, of course, the best running back in the NFL right now. Of course, with the Pittsburgh Steelers. They were freaking out this week because he failed to show up for a drug test that was all over the internet, Twitter, and all that kind of good stuff. But turned out the Steeler Nation is no longer freaking out because he did pass the test according to other reports. So the bottom line is, I guess he's going to be cool for a while. And in 3 months, Rocky shortstop Jose Reyes went from having a nice vacation with the old lady in Hawaii, being popped for domestic violence, being suspended by the Major League Baseball, and of course, the cops dropped the charges, and he was designated for assignment today, or take it back this week. Of course, he's got a $40 million contract. The Rockies say they don't want him. The bottom line is, he's 32 years old. $40 million, I'll take it and go as well. Open phone lines, coast to coast, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, the Twitter thing is happening as well. And what is that address? That address is at Taco Man Radio. And Big Ben Roethlisberger, he only wants to do these two-point conversions, Dominic. What's up with that? Is it greed? No. He says that's the way to win football games. He wants the ball. He says he's a million-dollar man. He should have the ball all the time. Should we all go off for two-point conversions, Dominic?
I think the way the NFL is starting to transition, there's absolutely no reason not to. I mean, we're already seeing it with the option or of the extended extra point, how the miss percentage, the accuracy of the kickers has gone down. We see the percentage of the two-point conversion attempts going up. I think the Steelers were leading football in two-point conversion attempts before they even switched over to the extended extra point. So you know that the Steelers had to have been happy last season, like, hey, we're already kind of doing this. Let's just ramp it up and beef it up. And I think Roethlisberger's right that that's how the way the game is transitioning. Now you're going to start seeing a lot more teams with these two-point conversion packages, because realistically, in the past, you really only went for it unless it was – you didn't go for the two-pointer unless it was late in the game and you needed to pick up the 2 points. Now it's kind of become, I don't want to say a common go-to thing on every touchdown, but you're going to start seeing a team start to focus on, hey, we need to have – more than just imagine to say there's a five plays that you have that you can run. Now with the new extra point rules, you're probably seeing that expanded to, you know, 10, 15, maybe even 20 plays that you can run from the 3 yard line.
Big Ben, of course, ran with a 2 point conversion like in the first quarter last year. Of course, the first time in 17 years, of course, they do lead the league in 2 point conversions. And let's be honest, a 2 point conversion is a lot more exciting than watching some guy kick a ball 15 yards.
Yo, absolutely. It's even more interesting than watching a guy kick it from 35, I believe it is now. So, Yeah, absolutely. I'm just saying they even moved it back, and it's still way less exciting than a 2 point conversion because, I mean, we've seen what happens from 3 yards out. Most recently, that 49ers Super Bowl, anything can happen from 3 yards out. It's absolutely exhilarating. Or if we can even go back to the Seahawks Patriots Super Bowl, even more recently, what happens from the 3 yard line. It's an exciting play, and to be able to see it more often than maybe once a game, it's a good thing for the fans.
I think it's a good thing for the 49er program. I think that if Colin Kaepernick was to get his act together and be able to be as mobile as he was a year and a half, 2 years ago, and, of course, get that arm together as well. And, you know, if he can show some patience in the pocket, I think is that what we're looking for? That's what I'm looking for from Colin Kaepernick this year as the 49ers quarterback, if he is the 49ers quarterback. If he can stay back there in the pocket and not get rattled. What do you think, Big D?
I think that's definitely part of it. The other thing is the way that Chip Kelly's offense is everything is bam, 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 bam. He likes to run a play every, I think, like 20 seconds or something, just absolutely ridiculous, fast-paced like that. If Kaepernick can accurately adjust to from what they've tried to do, you know, in the past, you know, we've seen it. After Harbaugh left, they tried to make him exclusively a pocket passer, try to keep him in the pocket, and that's clearly not his strength. So while he does need to develop his ability in the pocket, being able to hang in there and be able to, you know, sense when pressure's coming and when he does need to escape, because we all know, we've seen it, Colin Kaepernick has the wheels on a broken play or a designed run. He can fly.
Best legs at quarterback. The best.
Yeah, him and Russell Wilson. Absolutely. Yeah. He can get rolling. So if he can properly sense that pressure, because we saw it so many times, he got happy feet and would leave the pocket before he had still multiple seconds before he needed to escape. And then we also saw times where he held the ball for 5 seconds in the pocket and got absolutely smashed. So if he can stay healthy and Chip Kelly can kind of unlock that next level of Colin Kaepernick confidence and ability, if you will, I think he can get back to the Jim Harbaugh era Colin Kaepernick, or at least come close to it.
Do they have an offensive line that can protect him?
The left side of the offensive line, definitely not concerned with. The right side of the offensive line is definitely a question mark. Anthony Davis says he wants to come back, but he's still having issues with the front office. So that right side of the line's kind of in limbo, but you've got Alex Boone and Joe Staley anchoring that left side. So his blind side's well protected. The right side definitely leaves some stuff to be desired.
You know, all the hubbub about the field down there, Levi Stadium going into the Super Bowl, I didn't hear too much lip about that during the game, did you?
No, with the Copa America, the fields looked great, and it's going to get just the same amount of trash. Maybe not as bad, because obviously there's less sliding and pads and all that stuff hitting, but it's looked, I don't want to say pristine, but it's looked the best it's looked in quite a while during this tournament. And Levi's has hosted two games, two high-profile games, too. The opener of the USA-Colombia, and then on Saturday night was Mexico and Chile in a quarterfinal. So the magnitude of the games has been there, and it's held up well.
You know what's up is that I'm feeling soccer neighborhood. I'm living over in Oakland now, and I live in an all-Hispanic neighborhood, believe it or not, in Oakland, all-Hispanic neighborhood. And I'm feeling the soccer. People are yelling in the streets and this and that, you know, because there was a soccer game on TV. And I just think it's great, but it's still not catching on outside of the World Cup and the amateur women's team with American white guys. Why?
It's a quality thing. The U.S. they made it to the knockout stages. I believe they made it to the round of 16 in the last World Cup. Here in the Copa America, they've reached the semifinals. They're going to be playing Argentina, which is they're arguably the best team in the world, or at least one of them. And, you know, the MLS, so on a league scale, Americans don't really get to see high quality soccer. They have to wait every 2 years for the Euros over in Europe, but there's even a disconnect there. And then the Copa America now, but that's something the U.S. doesn't always participate in. So really, on a national scale, they only have the World Cup to watch the men's national team, because the Gold Cup, it happens every year, but it's still not quite the same magnitude as any of these other tournaments globally. The national team's just not that good right now. They're performing extremely well right now, and I think a good showing against Argentina will help rile it up. But until the domestic league, the MLS, really picks up the overall quality and excite, it's got to be fun to watch. That's just how American sports fans are. Until the MLS develops its own huge stars, kind of what we've seen in other sports.
Here's a $64,000 question, Dominic, real quick. Is there a star on the horizon?
I think Jordan Morris from the Seattle Sounders, he's had a couple appearances with the national team just out of Stanford University. He has the ability to become a big star as a scorer. That's always what Americans love to see. They love the scores. They don't really care about the midfielder that's going to, you know, orchestrate the game and keep guys in position and make the great defensive plays. They care about the scorers, the Landon Donovans, Clint Dempsey. Those are two of the most popular American players of all time. They're scorers, especially Dempsey. Jordan Morris has the ability and the skill set to become a very good scorer for the Sounders and for the national team.
We'll talk a little more soccer in hour number two. Straight up, we're talking NBA next. Course game number 7 right upon it. Wow, right around the corner. Monday, of course, Cleveland a 5-point underdog to the Golden State Warriors. And right now, Cleveland has all the momentum. Forget all that bull you hear about work playing on the home court. They have all the momentum right now going into game 7. Straight up, this is Sports Overnight America. I am Johnny Taco and his All-Stars. Dominic Jimenez is here. Open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is Sports Overnight America, live from the West Coast, San Francisco, in the Sports Byline Studio.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
I guarantee you there's no problem.
None whatsoever. 30 minutes past the hour. Welcome back to the Sports Byline Studios on the West Coast, San Francisco, California. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, of course, aligned with my all-star. I'm talking about the great Dominic Cadwalader-Jimenez. Of course, Game 7 right amongst us. It's tomorrow, Sunday. Of course, the Warriors are five-point favorites. Dominic, it's all yours.
Yeah, you know, last week you said it. The Warriors, they had it. Game 5 was going to be at Oracle. Game 6, if they needed it, the Warriors would be fine. But Draymond Green ended up getting suspended Game 5, and the Warriors threw up a dud, and then they just couldn't quite cut it in Game 6. They got it down to the lead to 6 points a couple times, but the Cavaliers hung on. It's been ugly, Taco Man. I've got to say, even as a Warriors fan, I'm concerned. And how do you feel about it?
I think the momentum is all Cleveland's way. I really do. In fact, if I was a betting man, I'd be betting Cleveland right now, because I'm just telling you, whether they're coming in and playing in the Lions Den or not, the Oracle Arena, I'm telling you, LeBron James has a way of silencing the fans. And I think he did that, and he's taking control, and he's proven to me that he is pound for pound the best basketball player in all of the NBA, and I wasn't saying that a week ago, although I was saying it a year ago, but not a week ago.
Yeah, I agree with you. And you know, it's funny. Is it fair to say that for most of the season, or at least in the playoffs, you've been asking me, when is LeBron going to step it up? You've been asking that, right?
Definitely.
Irvin fakes, drives. James on the throwdown. James to Thompson. Oh, what a pass from LeBron James. Puts up the three and nails it. LeBron James from downtown. Tristan Thompson with a double-double here in the first half. James, the crossover, the layup off the glass.
How about the way that the Cavs have responded?
Dante Jones, who's hardly played in the finals, only 14 minutes through the first five games.
His 11th of the game finds James. J.R. Smith hits a three.
Really
way downtown. James on the attack, left-handed once again, lays it in. Throws it ahead to Smith. Smith, alley-oop to James. Wow. As James lines it up and hits a three. Green down the other end. James right there. Blocked by James. Barbosa can't hold on. Oh, what a defensive play from LeBron James.
Yeah, he leads this series. He leads all players in points, rebounds, assists, blocks, and steals. He's averaging 30 points, 11 rebounds, 8 assists, 2 blocks, 2.5 steals per game. Unfortunately, it's coming against the Warriors, but you've been asking for it, Taco Man. You've been waiting for LeBron to come out, and boy, has he come out big time as the best player in the NBA in these finals.
Without a doubt. Now, let's talk about game number 7. I mean, I thought it was going to go in 6. I figured LeBron and those guys would win a couple of games. But once the momentum got Curry and his boys and they're back against the wall, they haven't responded well. I'm going to ask you this. If you were a betting man, you weren't a Warriors fan, where would you go tomorrow?
I would bet on the Cleveland Cavaliers. You know, LeBron has gotten into Draymond's head. He got him suspended. And you know, I know we have a clip, so Scott's about to roll this. But he got into Curry's head, too, and Curry fouled out for the first time since, I think, 2013 the other night in Game 6.
Without a doubt. Of course, Steph Curry's had his issues. Hey, and his wife, Aisha, got in a bit of a trouble this week with one of her tweets.
Yeah, you know, it was actually during Game 6. She had some issues. The family of the players, not just her, but a lot of the players' families from the Warriors,
her
couldn't
father,
get into the stadium.
They were disrespecting her father back. Didn't they throw her father out of the arena or try to?
Yeah, he got detained. They tried to strip him of his credentials because they said he looked like a stalker or some kind of crazy fan that they've been keeping an eye out for.
That black
guy
from Oakland.
Yeah, which is fascinating because the guy's got a credential with his name and his ID. I mean, you'd think that'd be a pretty easy solve to prove that, hey, he's not the stalker guy. And then she went on to say that the game was rigged, which has been so much outpouring of that lately, and it's driving me crazy. I'm a Warriors fan, okay? Everybody knows this. Everybody that listens to this show knows that I love the Warriors. It was not rigged. When you turn the ball over 15-plus times against a team like the Cleveland Cavaliers, when you play poor defense against a team like the Cleveland Cavaliers, especially the way they're shooting between LeBron and Kyrie Irving, and when your guy Harrison Barnes is 0-for-8 from the floor with basically nobody even attempting to guard him, you're going to lose games. It had nothing to do with being rigged whatsoever.
73 wins doesn't mean smack if they don't win on tomorrow, right?
You know, that's actually been an interesting point because Steph and Clay said it would be a disappointment if they don't win this title. Steve Kerr said it was absolutely ridiculous that anybody would consider their 73 wins not impressive. I want to lean a little bit towards Steve Kerr, but I agree with Curry and Thompson, and I get what they're saying. The way Kerr's looking at it is, hey, we won 73 regular season games. We've done what nobody else has done, and we made it here to the finals. We're going to push it to Game 7. So I understand where he's coming from, that they made the run that they needed to, but I also understand Curry and Thompson where, hey, the 73 wins was great. We set the record. That's fantastic, but that's not what we came into the season for. We came into the season to repeat as champions. So while we do have the record, if we don't go home with this title and we lose, especially after being up 3-1, it is a bit disappointing.
Okay, got to ask you this, Cadwaller. Number one, presumptive number one NBA pick Ben Simmons says he won't do any tryouts. You know, does he have to do tryouts? I mean, the guy's like the stud.
Yeah, you know, he is the guy, but there's also Brandon Ingram from Duke who's, I don't want to say he's.
Okay,
yeah,
so they're 1A, so make him 1A and 1B. Even if he did that, he's still a stud.
He's absolutely still a stud, and that's what makes it fascinating that he doesn't want to do any of these combine kind of workouts is that there's another guy there that, in theory, if he performs well at the draft combine, at these individual workouts, then there's a case to be made for Brandon Ingram to be the number one pick over Ben Simmons, and Ben Simmons loses out on some money. Maybe this is some kind of ploy for Ben Simmons to try to manipulate in a way where he gets drafted.
I just think that athletes are just tired of being used, and I think he knows He knows what he's got. The NBA knows what he's got. I don't think that workouts in front of specific coaches are really going to elevate his game to another level. You are tuned to Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco and his All-Stars. We're talking combat sports. Next up, of course, I'll talk about boxing and the world of mixed martial arts right here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, live from the West Coast.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOBoxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
Pound for pound, in the history of boxing, there's never been a greater boxer or a greater fighter than the great Roberto Duran. Hands of stone, manos de pietra, of course, out of Panama. Won the lightweight championship back in 1972 when he stopped, of course, the defending champion from Scotland, Ken Buchanan, with a borderline low blow. Of course, went on, defended that title a record number of times, and then moved up to 147, skipped 140, moved straight to 147, took on Sugar Ray Leonard, beat him for the world welterweight championship back in 1980. Of course, then stepped up, lost that title to Leonard a few months later in the big No Moss fight when they rushed him back into a fight after only giving him 8 weeks to lose 60 pounds. How do you lose how do you lose 60 pounds in 8 weeks? But the great Roberto Duran did it, made the weight, but didn't fight too well. Of course, that great night, the No Mas fight down there in New Orleans at the Superdome. Straight up, he moved up to 154 pounds, beat Davey Moore, of course, for the title, 1983. Then in 1986, of course, he came, take that back, in 1984, came so close to winning the World Middleweight Championship against the great Marvin Hagler. Of course, he convinced Sugar Ray Leonard with that performance to come back and fight Marvin Hagler, which Ray Leonard did another 2.5, 3 years later back in 1987. But straight up, Duran wasn't done. He came back, and in 1987, 1988, he beat the man that beat Tommy Ahrens. He knocked out Tommy Ahrens. We'll talk about one punch. Iran the Blade Barker, the biggest middleweight in the history of boxing, folks. I kid you not. He walks around, and he wasn't fat at 220 pounds. He fought at heavyweight, fought guys like Jerry Cosio, but the Blade, Iran the Blade Barkley, fell in February of 1988 in the 12th round, got knocked down with the most beautiful four-punch combination a man can throw. I'm talking about the great Roberto Duran. Of course, after that, it was sort of downhill for Duran, but then again, he was way, way, way past his peak. But the fact that Roberto was able to move up from 122 pounds originally in 1967 and finish his career at 168 or 175, and, of course, that was in 2003, 2004. God, he fought a long time. But at the end of the day, there was no better fighter ever. I mean, I've looked at history. I've looked at films. I've studied Jack Johnson. I've studied Joe Louis. I've studied Sugar Ray Robinson. I've studied Ray Leonard. Nobody comes close to the great Roberto Duran. He just had it all, folks. The ferocity, the meanness. I mean, I had to love his when they used to translate for him on TV, he'd say something like, "Well, Roberto," they'd ask him a question. "Roberto, what do you think of your opponent?" "Well, I think he's a piece of crap and his wife's a prostitute," and things like that. That's why he'd say it in different words, right? And then the translator would come back and say, "Roberto loves the man. He thinks his wife is a nice lady." I mean, that's just the way it was. Duran used to say these nasty, nasty things during these interviews. And his translator, the great late Luis Enriquez, used to say some off-the-wall stuff that wasn't nowhere close to what Roberto Duran said. But the reason why I'm bringing up the great Roberto Duran is he hasn't passed. No, no. He turned 65 years old this week. June 16th, 1951, the great Roberto Duran born in the barrios of Panama City. The most famous Panamanian of all time. Pound for pound, as I said, the greatest fighter of all time. Happy birthday to the great Roberto Duran. Now let's shift gears. Let's talk a little boxing, of course. Boxing on TV tonight. But, you know, NBC doing their thing. But then again, NBC's got fighters that people really don't care about. That's the problem with television is if you don't put fighters on their names, people don't want to watch. But then again, how can you make names if you don't put them on television? It's sort of, it's a catch-22 type of thing here in boxing. And, of course, I'm talking about my man, Al Haymon, premier boxing champion, of course, trying to do his thing, trying to put boxing back on network television. More power to him. I mean, no doubt about it. Got to give him his props. He's done it. He's brought boxing back to the masses. But have the masses responded? I don't know. That's still an open question. We'll figure that one out. Of course, him and his backers have put together $455 million. It's almost $500 million in order to get his boxing program, Premier Boxing Champions, off and running. Of course, they are in their second year now. I guess they're, 15, 16 months into it. They've got contracts with CBS, NBC. They haven't done fights on ABC. That's the only network they haven't done anything on. Bounce TV, USA Cable. I mean, straight up, they're all over the place. And I got to tell you, Al Haymon is good for boxing in that he brings boxing back to the masses and they don't have to pay for it. Of course, he's got the competition. They're all pissed off about it. I'm talking about promoters Bob Arum and guys like that. The old school establishment, they feel threatened. And why not? Because he's trying to take away. No, he is successfully taking away their pay-per-view dollar. In other words, you shouldn't have a pay-per-view once a month. Let's check as the UFC rips everybody off, and I say that time and time again, because I don't think you deserve to come up with a pay-per-view event a month. You just can't. I mean, even in the world of mixed martial arts, even with world title fights and, the select few that you've got in the UFC that are household names, not too many anymore. Ronda Rousey getting licked like a stamp by Holly Holm. Holly Holm getting beat up by Miesha Tate. Miesha Tate having lost twice to Ronda Rousey, of course. Conor McGregor gonna lit up like the White House Christmas tree by Nate Diaz. I can go on and on, but the bottom line is the UFC not doing all that way as far as their stars are concerned. Of course, they got that big lawsuit coming at them. Zuffa Sports being sued by former fighters Kung Lee, Nate Corey, Kyle Kingsbury, et al., and others in a class action lawsuit claiming that the UFC is nothing more than a slave plantation. Is it? Is it a slave plantation? Well, I've told you about how the money is supposedly divvied up over there, right? 88% of the money goes to the fighters. Yeah, right. No. It don't go to the fighters. 88% of the money goes to the Zuffas, to the Fertittas. The Zuffa Sports people. The Fertittas. Lorenzo and Frank Fertitta are the majority owners. Dana White has 10%, and the Dubai government has 13%. So outside of 23%, the Zuffa Sports is owned by the Fertitta brothers. Of course, they own the casinos down there in Las Vegas, the station casinos, this big slew of them. They're billionaires, no doubt about it. But do they really need to take all that money from the fighters? Do fighters really need to end up with only 12% of the entire take? That doesn't sound right to me. And you know what? I don't think that there's a union around that can get together and organize for fighters, because they tried to do this with a boxers union that was associated with the Teamsters a few years ago, and that just didn't work. Straight up, big-time problems in the world of mixed martial arts as far as representation is concerned. Now, Bellator had a card on Friday night on Spike TV, and for that, we take it to Galveston, Texas, to bring on man Christian. Christian, what happened last night in that bantamweight title fight?
Well, all I knew about the bantamweight title fight was that Eduardo Dantas defeated Marcos Loyal Galvao.
But he did it in impressive fashion, man. I watched it. I mean, 50-1 of the score he had. He won by 7 points on one card.
Yeah, to be honest, even though I didn't watch the fight, it surprised me when Dantas defeated Galvao because of how closely contested they were in their first fight, huh?
Yeah, you know, but you got to give them props, and it was a good fight for five rounds. I'm glad that Bellator is showing these five-round fights. They've got to be five-round fights. In other words, you know, when they did that three-round main event down there in San Jose with King Mo and the guy from the USA, can't think of his name right now, when they did
it,
when they did a fortnight ago, that three-round fight is just, you got to have five rounds in the main event. You just have to. Don't you agree?
Come to think of it, I don't really agree all too much on that. Let me tell you why. Because I understand with five-round non-title fights in main events, you're preparing guys for that eventual opportunity for a title fight. But then again, you're also going to put exhaustion on these fighters, putting them in five-round title fights, not to mention the fact that if the venue you're running at has a strict curfew, people are probably going to feel deprived because they don't want to sit around for 25 minutes looking at two guys or two girls slug each other out.
See, I think you're wrong on that one. I think that's why the UFC and the world of MMA has caught on the way it has, is the fact that they combine a championship fight into 25, take it back 29 minutes for an entire title fight with the UFC, counting the minutes in between. 29 total minutes. A world championship in 29 minutes. Of course, a world championship boxing match now is 36-47 minutes. So there's a big difference in a world championship boxing match in MMA. But I think five rounds sort of separates the men from the boys, much like the 10-minute opening round back in the Pride days. And speaking of Pride, with this new promotion they've got in Japan, is there a 10-minute opening round in that?
To be honest, when it comes down to the men's fights in the Rising Fighting Federation, whose next event is in September, yeah, they do 10-minute opening rounds and 5-minute second and third rounds if necessary.
But you know what? To go 10 minutes, good. Tito Ortiz has told me they don't believe in rounds. All these guys don't believe in rounds. Don Fry told me one time he doesn't believe in rounds. Of course, Don Fry, former Pride guy. Remember when Ken Shamrock threw that ankle lock on him and broke his leg in like three spots and he wouldn't tap? Do you remember that? Do you remember that submission or that attempted submission?
I don't really remember that. But
that was before your time, man. That was before your time, my friend. No doubt about that. But straight up, we're talking Bellator. Bellator is going to come back, of course. Kimbo Slice has bit the dust. Rampage Jackson going to come back next week here, of course. Is Rampage, can he fight anymore?
I don't think he's past his prime, but the fact that Scott Coker paired Rampage up with a great opponent in Satoshi Ishii, who's more known for being a punching bag than anything, to the stars, it's a great test for Rampage to, get some muscle back, get his name back up, because he says he wants to bulk up and be a heavyweight, because, to be honest, who wants to see him fight at light heavyweight anymore, really?
Good point. Christian, I thank you for the call. That is your Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. Don't forget, you can catch the WBO on Facebook or join them on their website, WBOboxing.com. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I am the Taco Man. You're tuned to Johnny Taco and his All-Star tonight. That means Dominic Cadwalader-Jimenez live from Hillsborough, California via Skype. Of course, live from his multi-billion-dollar mansion down there. And yes, the families are billionaires. Straight up, we're having fun here. Open phone lines coast to coast, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network live from the city by the bay in the West Coast, San Francisco, California. I am the man, Johnny Taco, live on Sports Byline.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah,
too bad.
Attention, if you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Yeah, that's him, man. Saturday.
Check it, 55 minutes past the hour. Before I get to the NBA and, of course, the world of free agency, and that is coming up, of course, Kevin Durant, LeBron James, I can go on and on. But the bottom line is the Stanley Cup Finals were over. Stanley Cup Finals were over. The Pittsburgh Penguins beat the San Jose Sharks in Game 6 to capture the Stanley Cup Championship, of course, in 2016. But who gives a puck about hockey, really? Come on. How about this one? Kim Kardashian posed this week nude in GQ. That's the headline. Dominic Cadwalader, who's the hottest free agent this year? Is LeBron James really a free agent, or is he just saying that he is?
No, it's one of those ones where LeBron has a player option, similar to what he did last year. He can opt out and then try to he can basically dictate with the Cavaliers whatever he wants to do. If he opts out of his contract, he can be like, hey, I'm going to explore my options, especially who knows how these finals will play out on Sunday in Game 7. Or he can be like, hey, yeah, you know, let's do another 2-year deal, but you're going to give me some more money this time now that the salary cap's going to go up $20 million. So LeBron kind of has the Cavaliers by the cojones in a way.
Well, I think he does, and the best player in all of basketball. And if they don't give him what he wants, I mean, would he actually leave Cleveland at this point in time? Isn't he going to retire in Cleveland? Isn't that the dream, his goal, is to retire there?
I think before retiring there, he wants to win a title there. So more so than anything, Sunday's Game 7 is going to really dictate what's going to happen. If he loses two championships in a row to the Warriors, you're going to question whether he feels like the Cavaliers have done enough to help him out. Because Kyrie and Love are relatively – let me take that back. Kyrie Irving is completely healthy right now. Kevin Love, a little banged up, had a concussion, missed the game, but he's back, not playing at Kevin Love caliber. But if they end up losing, you know, the Warriors don't have Bogut. Iguodala's got a bad back. So the tables would be flipped where the Warriors would be the unhealthy team. The Cavaliers are almost at full strength. If the Cavaliers were to lose, who knows what kind of, you know, psyche or mental state LeBron would be in at that point, whether he actually would consider leaving or not.
The Warriors, especially Steph Curry, will have to really step it up and have to come out with a super game tomorrow in order to win this. Because I think trying to shut down LeBron James, that's going to be a hard task. He's sort of just taking the ball, and it's like it's his game.
Yeah, and you know, Warriors
isn't doing too bad either.
Not at all. They both scored 41 points in Game 5. Yeah. First time two teammates have scored 40-plus. That's the kind of shooting these guys are doing right now. But you're right. The one thing the Warriors have going for them is that they have guys that can – I don't even want to say match up with LeBron, but they can kind of match up with LeBron. Size-wise, Draymond can match up with him. Obviously, he's not as quick. Iguodala is a little bit too smaller than LeBron, but for the most part, he can hang. But he had his back stiffened up on him in Game 6, and he really labored through that second half. So they say he's going to be good to go, but anybody that's watched professional sports knows that back injuries are one of the most are one of the injuries that affects a player the most, especially in a game like basketball, especially in a series as physical for a guy that's got to guard LeBron James. So it's LeBron right now, the way he's playing is kind of like the old adage with LeBron, with Michael Jordan, excuse me, is that you can't stop him. You can only hope to contain him, and you gotta prevent him from cutting. Cause when LeBron gets into the paint, he wrecks havoc. If he gets rolling, you can't stop him. And if you do cut him off, he's such a fantastic passer. He'll find the open guy just like he did in Game 6. So the Warriors have their hands full, absolutely no doubt.
Pound for pound, the best player in all of basketball right now, Steph Curry included.
Yeah, it's hard to argue against it, especially the way these playoffs have been going.
No doubt about it. Hour number two still to come, folks. We're talking soccer, golf, a little combat sports, maybe some more baseball. Charles J. will be around. Cadwallader will have his segment, of course, where he'd just go crazy and tell us all the stuff that's been on his mind for the past week. Straight up, lots of sports to talk about in hour number two. Sort of cutting down on the comedy night. Why? Because Zach Attack's not here. So we're sort of missing the humor, but we'll have him back next week. Of course, we'll get that dial-up going for him. This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. I am Johnny Taco, live from the left coast, the west coast, San Francisco, California, and the Sports Byline Studios, live. Johnny Taco's All-Stars from San Francisco, California.